Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. That's our first song for this morning on this edition of I've Heard That Song Before. You're an Old Smoothie from 1947. Well, that was written for the Broadway show Take a Chance by the songwriting team of Richard Whiting, Buddy DeSilva, and Natio Herb Brown. And it was brought to us by Richard's daughter, Margaret Whiting, she of the delightful voice. And she's well into her career at this point, went on to have one that went many, many years. Well, she starts this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we have singers for you today, which is what we frequently do. We've got lots of familiar names, if you've been listening to the show before, and some relatively new visitors. I don't think it's their first time on the show for our two new ladies, but we're going to be featuring them more and more, and that'll be Chris Connor and Tony Arden, whom we'll get to in a few moments. But we're going to go now to Bing Crosby, probably the most famous voice of his day. Certainly one of the most influential across a whole range of entertainment forms. Well, we'll hear him from 1942, and he's going to bring us a number that I think you've probably heard before. It was written by Irving Cahal and Sammy Fain. Bing will bring us I'll Be Seeing You. And then forward, 15 years to 1957. And another frequent visitor to the show, Anita O'Day. Well, she had a lovely, relaxed voice, too, and made many, many recordings in the 50s for the Verve and Clef labels. She's going to bring one to us this morning called You Turned the Tables on Me. And that was written by Louis Alter and Sidney D. Mitchell. And she'll be joined in the studio by a quartet led by pianist Oscar Peterson. We'll round out our first set with a recording from 1960. Another gorgeous voice, Mel Torme. Oh, he's always a very, very welcome participant in our shows. We love having him on the show. And he really did have a superlative voice. He also did a spot of songwriting from time to time, and we'll hear him in both capacities this morning with a recording called Born to be Blue, and that'll be Mel Torme from 1960. And we'll start with Bing. I'll Be Seeing You.
In all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. In the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Turn the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you brought? Why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. Now I'm out on my own. But I'm thinking it over and over. I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me. You turned the tables on me. And now I'm falling for you. You turned the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
Folks were meant to live in clover, but they are such a chosen few. And clover being green is something I've never seen, for I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say there's moonbeams I should view. But moonbeams being gold are something I can't behold, for I was born to be blue. When I met you, the world was bright and sunny. When you left, the curtain fell. I like to laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. Well, I guess I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for. For I was born to be blue. For I was born to be blue.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We've got some lovely singers lined up for you this morning. Just heard from three of them. Mel Torme from 1960 with a rather wistful tune, rather sad. Born to be Blue. I'm sure that's not true of Mel himself, though he did write the song along with Robert Wells. Before Mel, we heard from Anita O'Day, one of the many recordings she made in the 50s. You Turned the Tables on Me. And some very fine accompaniment there from Oscar Peterson and his quartet. And we started out with Bing Crosby with I'll Be Seeing You from 1942. It's a number one hit for Bing. And also in the studio that day, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra. And the song was written by Irving Cahal and Sammy Fain. Well, I mentioned a couple of newbies to the show. And we're going to hear from one just coming up in a couple of minutes. And that's Chris Connor. Oh, she had a nice voice and a lovely style. We'll hear her from 1960. With a Schwartz and Dietz number, Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz, very famous and accomplished songwriting team. And the new tune is called Alone Together. And then back to 1952 to Mr. Sinatra. Frank is in very upbeat mood with this particular tune called Walking in the Sunshine. And that's something we'd very much like to do here. But we keep getting these dull days. But I know the sunshine's coming. Well, Billy Merrill wrote this song. Frank performed it in 1952, and he's accompanied by Axel Stordahl and his orchestra. And then back to 1957, to another gorgeous voice, Doris Day. She, like Bing Crosby, had a career across just about every medium in the entertainment field, and she excelled at all of them. But we remember her perhaps, on television and films, and particularly for those lovely, lovely tunes and tone. The tone of her voice, very clear, pure voice she had. Well, she's going to bring us a number written by Arthur Johnson and Sam Coslow called Moon Song. And she's accompanied by Paul Weston and his Music from Hollywood. And I'm sure Paul Weston also arranged this particular tune for the recording. And we'll start with Chris Connor and Alone Together.
Alone together beyond the crowd. Above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together. Alone together, the blinding rain, the starless night, we're not is as great as a love can be, and we can weather the great unknown.
After the rain goes, people see rainbows, but I see rainbows when it storms above. So darling, is it any wonder I can laugh at thunder walking in the sunshine of your love? 10 below zero, I'm such a hero, I never wear a muffler or a glove. While all the world has frosty noses, I'm knee-deep in roses, walking in the sunshine of your love. Just so you know, dear, I'm gonna tell you, your smile's my golden umbrella, keeping the rain out, trouble and pain out of my heart. And from the very start, your tender affection in my direction was like a lovely blessing from above. That's why I go around just beaming, wondering if I'm dreaming, walking in the sunshine of your love. While it storms above. So baby, is it any wonder I can laugh at thunder, yeah, walking in the sunshine of your love. 10 below zero, man, I'm a hero, I never wear a muffler or a glove. While all the world's got big red noses, I'm knee-deep in roses, walking in the sunshine of your love. Just so you know, dear, I'm gonna tell you, your smile's my golden umbrella, keeping the rain out, trouble and pain out of my heart. And from the very start, your affection in my direction was like a lovely blessing from above. That's why I go around just beaming, wondering if I'm dreaming. Of your love. Yeah, baby, you keep me nice and warm.
Yeah. It came from nowhere, the night that we met. 'Twas like a melodious plea.
sweet moon sound that wasn't meant for me. Why is it always reminding me of a love dream that never could be? Sweet moon sound that wasn't meant for me. It came gliding into my heart, riding on a moonbeam from above. Sorrow ended and the whole world blended in a rhapsody of love. Then I heard him singing to somebody else what I thought was my melody. Sweet moon sound that wasn't meant for.
Doris Day from 1957 with Moon Song. She was accompanied by Paul Weston and his music from Hollywood. Before that, we heard Frank Sinatra from 1952 with a number written by Billy Merrill called Walking in the Sunshine. And joined he was by Axel Stordahl and his orchestra. And we started out with Chris Connor, 1960, Alone Together, written by the wonderful songwriting team of Schwartz and Dietz.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
The 2019 CHUO card gives you access to exclusive deals at 44 local businesses and over 50 locations around the Ottawa-Gatineau region. Get discounts at 27 spots never before seen on the card, like the Art House Cafe, Smudge Beauty Bar, Octopus Books, Compact Music, Live on Elgin, and many more friends old and new. Flaunt your love of community radio and get rewarded at the coolest cafes, music stores, bookstores, and local businesses all over town. Visit chuo.fm/card to get yours.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. We're on your dial at 89.1 FM and coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and each Sunday at this time, I bring you music from days gone by, from the 20s through to the 60s. All those wonderful musicians and bands and singers, and of course, all that wonderful work by the great songwriters of the 20th century. I'm going to carry on with our singers this morning. Helen Forrest is going to join us next. One of the loveliest voices, certainly one of the richest, and she had marvelous phrasing and timing, real natural. And we're going to hear her with the orchestra of Harry James. It's from 1941, and they're going to bring us a particular favorite of mine, the George and Ira Gershwin song, But Not For Me. And then to 1946, to Buddy Clark. Well, Buddy had a very, very relaxed style, and but he just had a lovely voice to go with it. Very rich, like Helen and Forrest before him this morning. And he had a short career. Did a lot of work in the 30s with radio and with some of the dance bands around. In the 40s, he really hit the big time. We'll hear him from 1946, the number written by Irving Berlin that was featured in the movie Blue Skies of that year, where it was performed by none other than Bing Crosby. We'll hear it brought to us this morning by Buddy Clark, and the song is called All By Myself. And then our other newbie, Toni Arden. Well, she'd started out in the 40s and had a career that went on in the 50s and 60s. Lovely full voice. And I don't think she's been on the show before. If she has, it hasn't been very often. So she's another one that we'll hear from more often in the future. She's joined by Percy Faith and his orchestra. They're going to bring us a number written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke. As I said, recorded in 1950. They will bring us And You'll Be Home. And we'll hear now from Helen Forrest and Harry James, But Not For Me.
They're writing songs of love, but not for me. Fall.
myself in the morning. All by myself in the night. I sit alone with a table and a chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire. All by myself, I get lonely, watching the clock on the shelf. I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself.
You have to find can just ask where you are, and you'll be home. There'll always be meadows yonder with greener clover than those you'll wander right over that shining castle you see on a distant shore. Go and knock on the door, and you'll be home.
Coming up Thursday, April 11 at Press Cafe, Bonnie Doon and Mark II open for Montreal's Bruni. Tune into City Slang at 4 p.m. Wednesday, April 10th to hear Emmanuel and Travis interview Blue Nuit. Then head down to Press Cafe on 750 Gladstone to see them live. This event is presented in part by CHUO 89.1 FM.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. We was just listening to Tony Arden from 1950 with a song written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke called And You'll Be Home. We'd started out with Helen Forrest and that gorgeous Gershwin tune, the music by George, and those always witty and delightful lyrics from Ira. It was Helen Forrest and But Not For Me. In between, we heard from the always lovely Buddy Clark. It's such a lovely voice. It was another rather sad song, I'm afraid. All By Myself, recorded in 1946. And it was featured in the movie Blue Skies. Well, we've been listening to singers this morning, and our singers are going to continue bringing us songs from movie musicals for the rest of the show. And we're going to go now to 1955, to one of the greatest entertainers of the century. He really has to be, in terms of his talent and also in terms of the breadth of his business engagement in the entertainment field, and that's Sammy Davis Jr., a film star, dancer, of course, and he really did have an amazing voice. We'll hear it, as I said, from 1955 with the Cole Porter number, Easy to Love, and that was featured in the musical Born to Dance in 1936. Following Sammy, another gorgeous voice who is frequently heard on the show, and that belongs to Vic Damone. It's no secret that he's a favorite of mine. Well, all the people today could fit into that category. But Vic had a lovely voice, a classic combination of a very rich, full voice, but a very tender and delicate interpretation of lyrics. And we'll hear him with a number written by a very fine songwriting team of Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe. And it was written for the musical Brigadoon. It's called Almost Like Being in Love. And following Vic, we'll hear from the perfect voice of Joe Stafford. The song she'll bring us this morning is written by Harry Warren and Leo Robin, featured in the movie The Gang's All Here. Recorded in 1958 by Joe Stafford, and it's called No Love, No Nothing. And we'll start with Sammy Davis Jr. and Easy to Love.
You'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize, all others above, so worth the yearning for. So swell to keep every home fire burning for. Why we'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together, that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be, oh, so easy to love. At the game, so carefree together, that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be, oh, so easy to
this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. When that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was falling. I would swear I was falling. I swear I was falling in love, love, love. I swear I was falling in love. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I could swear I was sliding. I would swear I was sliding. I'd swear I was falling in love, love, love. I'd swear I was falling in
baby. know nothing till my baby comes home. No love, no nothing, and that's a promise I'll keep. No fun with no one, I'm getting plenty of sleep. My heart's on strike, and though it's like an empty honeycomb, no love, no sir, no nothing till my baby comes home.
Joe Stafford from 1958, a song written by Harry Warren and Leo Robin called No Love, No Nothing. Before Joe, we heard from Vic Damone with the Lerner and Lowe composition Almost Like Being in Love, featured in the musical Brigadoon and recorded by Vic in 1956. Then we started out our set with Sammy Davis Jr. from 1955, a Cole Porter number, Easy to Love, and that, of course, appeared in the musical Born to Dance in 1936, I believe, was when it was released. Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, and we're almost coming towards the end of the show. We've been hearing from some very nice singers this morning, and I hope you enjoyed them. And, of course, all those wonderful songs, not forgetting, always not forgetting, those marvelous musicians. Well, I hope you'll join me again next week, and I hope you'll stay with us before then. Starting in another 3 or 4 minutes, stay with us. Randy's bringing you some fabulous jazz over the next 2 hours. I'm looking forward to hearing that. And we've got one more song for you this morning. We're going to hear from Bobby Darin from 1964. The song is written by Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen, and it won the Best Song Academy Award for 1963. It's called Call Me Irresponsible.
Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable. Throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bother you? Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable, but it's undeniably true that I'm irresponsibly mad for you. Tell me that I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. You go ahead and call me irresponsible. I admit I'm unreliable, but it is undeniably true that I'm irresponsibly mad.